You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Roughly 200 people showed up for a second day of protest at the University of Utah, but this time things stayed mostly peaceful.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with the latest. Adam?
Amanda, the university is commending the protesters for keeping things peaceful, saying they were, quote, expressed with dignity and conducted in a lawful manner. Now, one person was arrested, but a university spokesperson says it was in regard to their alleged actions on the first night of protests. And according to KSL.com, the group eventually moved down to the jail after that person was taken into custody and went down there to call for the release of that person. Now, a couple dozen people remained at the jail as of late last night, but the booking process obviously takes quite some time, so a lot of people left. There's no word yet on if there's going to be another protest planned at the U today. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The trial of Chad Daybell resumes today after a day off in Boise.
Before taking Tuesday off, the jury heard from a couple of relatives of Tammy Daybell, Chad Daybell's late first wife. Both described some concerns at Tammy's funeral, one confirming she spoke to law enforcement as far back as August 2020, about 10 months after Tammy's death. Chad Daybell is accused of murder, fraud, conspiracy, and theft in Tammy's death, as well as those of his second wife Lori Vallow's children, J.J. Vallow and Tylee Ryan. If convicted, he could face the death penalty. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
Four students from Roy High School were taken into custody after police say one of them flashed a handgun near campus. Officers were called after a person reported the teens making gang signs at passing cars. This is the fourth firearm recovered by police near Roy High School in less than 3 weeks. The Weber School District says none of the cases are related and none of them involved threats at the school.
KSL's top national stories this hour, the effort by Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene to oust Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson looks like it might be stopped by Democrats who don't want to go through a more uncertainty.
Speaker Johnson really pulled off something that a lot of Democrats didn't think that he could really do. That was get that much needed aid to Ukraine passed. Johnson knew that the majority of Republicans did not support that in his Republican conference. I've talked to sources within the Democratic Party and they say, trust the devil you know. And by that, it means trust the speaker that at least you know. And so if he's showing that he's willing to reach across the aisle, that he's willing to move forward in a bipartisan way on these key issues, well, they might as well work with him because they have no idea who they're going to get next.
ABC News correspondent Rachel Scott says Johnson says he focused on doing his job, not whether or not he gets kicked out of leadership.
The New York jury in former President Trump's hush money trial received some accounting testimony yesterday.
Michael Cohen's former banker told jurors yesterday that the so-called fixer took steps to avoid scrutiny from bank officials when he created a shell company in October 2016 to pay Stormy Daniels $130,000 for her silence. According to the banker, Cohen frantically created an account for what he described as a real estate investment company on October 26, 2016. Jurors then saw the bank documents for when Cohen wired Daniels $130,000 from the shell company's bank account, just days ahead of the 2016 election. Peter Haralambos, ABC News.
Utah Congressman Blake Moore and the U.S. Treasury Secretary got into a debate over who really benefited from the Trump-era tax cuts. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with that story. Peter?
Tim, Congressman Blake Moore says the Trump-era tax cuts are good enough to fight for, even though he wasn't even in Congress yet.
We saw strong economic growth. We saw real wage growth come from the 2017 Tax Cut and Jobs Act. And I can speak so favorably about it, I wasn't even in Congress then. So I'm not even boasting about this.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen took the opposite opinion.
You said that the economy did well, but I don't believe it did well because of that piece of legislation.
The reason for this in-the-weeds debate is that depending on which side you're on, the Trump-era tax cuts could reflect poorly or well on the Biden-era tax raises on certain corporations. Moore runs the House Budget Committee, and he has some power over bills that deal with the budget of the United States. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic now, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
Traffic's still in good shape. Got some flashing lights on I-15 northbound near 115th South, just before the 114th South exit. It doesn't look like a crash, though, but it's the only flashing lights we've got out there. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
We've got some big names here in Utah today to speak at the X4 Summit at the Salt Palace.
The three-day management conference put on by the Provo-based company Qualtrics is bringing in about 10,000 business leaders from across the world.
The theme this year is making business more human, and a lot of what we're talking about is AI and how artificial intelligence, and in particular generative AI, is going to change the way people interact.
Qualtrics spokesperson Emily Hefter says some of the keynote speakers include First Lady Michelle Obama, Olympic gold medalist Lindsey Vonn, and NBA Hall of Famer Dwayne Wade. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
The family of a man killed in an industrial accident in Bluffdale is speaking out. Sal Mahi leaves behind his wife and six children. His wife's uncle tells KSL TV Mahi loved his family.
Worked extremely hard for them and sacrificed a lot to make sure that him and his family had what they needed. But he was goofy. He was awesome.
Mahi died after a concrete slab fell on him.
$5.5 million were allocated for the Division of Wildlife Resources. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live on how that money will be used. Michael.
Tim, this is about the Endangered Species Mitigation Fund. Nearly half of this money will go towards programs to help species in Utah that are currently listed under the Endangered Species Act. We're talking about animals like the Utah prairie dog and the Mojave Desert tortoise, among others. Funds will also go towards study projects that monitor other native species and improve their habitats. In total, the money will be divvied up between 60 total projects and will be used to match federal wildlife grants. Reporting live, Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
911, emergency.
They kidnapped my son.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.